Light echoed past the horizon, the backdrop of soldiers through valley and bark. A bird's heartless chirp, each note dripping at your feet. The price for mending darkness, covered with the years I heard my mother crying. A sword in between wings marked the tall firestone doors to the Avon's Castle's recreation area. Sentries remained stationary on either side with glowing shields and armor. 2 4-foot speckled falcon statues adorned the walls. Through the gates was a double, clear water glass door where the crystal pool rippled from the body floating on it. The water massaged Mabon's skin, stroking his aching muscles from the recent Gargan encounter on the uninhabited island of Tetepare, one that ended as briefly as it began. With arms outstretched, he let the water's motion soothe his piling responsibilities. Responsibilities an Avon prince could no longer avoid, including raising his half-Avon sons. Once he opened his eyes, the high, angular glass ceiling let in the sun. He turned over and swam to the edge. The rays warmed his shoulders like oil rubbed down. Stepping out of the pool, Mabon reached for the towel hanging on a tree limb and patted his face dry. The yellow flowers burst open, filling the large space with their fragrance. As forthcoming king, he had the whole makeshift room to himself, and his thoughts meandered from the last 4 years on Ava. The Gargans had stolen his family to facilitate Ibis taking the throne, and he would do anything to prevent it from happening again.